This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to maybe the only live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to.
Probably the only one.
This radio program is called Free Talk Live. We do generally speak from the perspectives of freedom, peace, and prosperity, but you are not limited to talking about things from that perspective. You're free to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind.
You can have your own perspective.
You can.
But we will call you out on it.
Well, I mean, we'll talk about it. We'll all have opinions about it. But,
absolutely.
You know, the whole point of freedom is allowing people to be themselves and have their own opinions about things. Now, you know, different people think things through. Some people don't think things through. You know, some people see things from a different perspective. And if you're able to articulate your perspective, then, you know, fire out solid and right on. I would love to. One of the things I like about this program is I get to learn from other people and their perspectives and their life experiences.
So, I'm not a big fan of the anti-Semitic rants that occasionally come up.
No, I'm not a fan of those either. I think I've made that abundantly clear.
I'm just saying, if you call in with that, expect to be called out or questioned or whatever, that sort of thing. But otherwise, okay, you know, let your voice be heard, and we'll ask questions.
But at the same time, some of my childhood environments, and I say environments because I have some experience in foster care, orphanage-type situations, adoption, you know, the state kind of tried to intervene, or at least they did intervene, but they didn't do any good, and that kind of thing when I was growing up. So I have several sets of parents and that kind of thing. So I had different situations as a child growing up. One of the situations, a couple of them actually, were highly racist.
Okay.
Right? Like the parental units, you know, grew up in a situation where their parents were racist and before them. And so it was like generations of racism. And I knew it was wrong. Right? I saw it going on and I knew it was wrong, but I, you know, being a kid, didn't feel like I could, like, sort of stand up to them, right? Because they were my providers, you know?
My grandpa has entirely different lyrics to the Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo game.
Oh, yeah. 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 So, at any rate, now that I'm my own man, you know, I choose to live according to my perspectives. I see racism, I see a lot of isms as incorrect, as poor ways to live your life, to go about existing. You know, but again, other people don't have that same perspective. So, you know, it is what it is.
And as it relates to the article that we're previously covering with the, you know, Tent City military base, right, the private orphanage system, right, the charitable cases, even maybe to a lesser extent the foster care system, because that's kind of government run. Right, there's a limit on how much they can intake and take care of adequately, right?
Right.
Like you can only fit so many children in the orphanage before you run into problems, and they would usually limit the amount, right? And what happens to those, you know, who like show up on the doorstep and there's no place to go? Well, I don't know. But they don't all get in like this Tent City where they just stack them three or four high in filth and, you know, disgusting other situations. Just it's unreasonable and untenable, and something must be done.
It's so disturbing. It is so disturbing. I was able finally to pull up the article that you brought in from ZeroHedge.com.
Oh, okay. Is that where we're going next?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, we've talked about government, you know, wasting a whole bunch of money and paying bureaucrats to push paperwork instead of actually fix situations that could be easily fixed without the red tape that government throws in the way of actually accomplishing many things. We might as well talk about this. The headline reads, "The Fed has lost control. John Williams warns of hyperinflation in 2022.
So let's pause there for a moment. I'm going to do a shameless plug. I do a podcast on the weekends.
You do?
I do. Called The Anarchist Experience.
You do?
And on that show, we will occasionally have noted economist Ken Schoolin.
You do?
We do.
Wow.
And so a few weeks ago, you know, we were talking, I don't even remember what topic we were on, but it was, you know, it might have been cryptocurrency, it might have been some other monetary issues.
Mm-hmm.
And he nonchalantly throws out, he's like, oh, yeah, the United States could easily be experiencing hyperinflation by 2022. And I stopped him. I go, wait a minute. That is a very provocative statement, right? That's not something you just nonchalantly say, because the vision that everyone has of hyperinflation is Weimar Germany, right? Zimbabwe with the $10 trillion or $100 trillion notes, right? Modern-day Venezuela and their hyperinflation.
Greece.
You cannot just say that the United States is going to be, you know, experiencing hyperinflation.
Well, it could be.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, he phrased it like, oh, yeah, as an economist, I can easily see this happening.
Sure.
But in 7 months.
As not an economist, I can also easily see
understood.
This happening.
Understood. Yeah. But libertarians, right, which he also is, have bandied about this phrase for like 50 years.
Oh, yeah.
As
yeah,
well.
Yeah. It's
right?
coming tomorrow.
It's coming.
But, yeah, no,
like,
it's
you know, the whole Ron Paul
years,
thing
right, yeah.
in the 70s talking about the Fed and what the Fed's doing. And I go, well, at some point, it has to happen, or you got to stop making this prediction, guys. Like, no one believes libertarians when they say this, because they've been saying it for 50 years,
right?
And then I come across this headline, I go, well, gosh, he may have been on something. It may not have been as provocative.
So your guess, what was his name?
Well, Ken Schoolin.
Ken Schoolin.
Yeah.
He said this, and then you happen across this article from a different economist, John Williams.
Right.
Says the same thing.
Says, so it corroborated, you know, what I may have dismissed otherwise as just provocative banter on a podcast.
Yeah, more libertarian talk about libertarian
right.
things that, yeah, I understand. I understand.
So now I'm really scared.
Well,
proceed.
So for the listeners who don't really know what hyperinflation is, it's when the value of your government money, U.S. dollars in this instance, becomes worth less and less faster and faster, right? You've been experiencing this slowly over the entire course of your life.
Right.
However old you are, you know, I don't think there's anybody listening to
us. The dollar has been devaluing since the Federal Reserve note was instituted in 1913.
Right, so I don't think
there's... It trends down for over 100 years.
Right, I don't think there's many 110-year-old or older people listening to our program. So if you're listening to this program, the value of the dollar has been going down for your entire life. You know, if you had, you know, $5,000 when you were born, that $5,000 is worth much less in buying power. You can buy much less of the same items today than you could when you first got that $5,000 in the year you were born.
Right.
And so hyperinflation is just those particular set of circumstances speeding up to a point where if you got a check today for $5,000, tomorrow it might be worth nothing.
Yeah. So, and I don't know if the United States is going to experience it that quickly,
right.
that soon,
right?
But that's where it eventually goes to. So I want to tie in real quick to another thing that's, you know, going on in the world that you may have noticed,
yeah.
is what appears to be another housing bubble of some kind, right? Like I was talking to my boss today at my regular job, and he's like, oh yeah, it's crazy. Like, these cash buyers are just coming out of the woodwork, and me and him are like, yeah, where are all these people, like, getting the cash to buy this real estate from?
Right.
You know, so it seems like it's an inflated market. My wife was at, like, an open house the other week, and she said there was, like, a line out the door, like, 26 people waiting on this, like, one house that was not even that expensive because it was within our price range, right?
Yeah. Right.
26 people, like, and like, well, no chance, right? We're not even ready to go, and you have cash buyers lined up out the door for this.
Yep.
And I go, well, even if this is an inflated market, right, even if the housing is in a bubble, when you see headlines like hyperinflation just around the corner, well, if a loaf of bread costs, you know, wheelbarrows worth of Federal Reserve notes, and you can pay off your mortgage with that,
yep.
yeah, maybe it's time to figure out the real estate thing, too.
Yeah, I've read similar articles that point at the same thing, where like people would go to look at a house and like, oh no, it's already sold.
It's gone.
But I got this other house, so you want to go look at that kind of a thing, right? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number here in the studio at Free Talk Live.
555-BANANAS.
Why am I giving you that phone number? Because we're a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
And Richie Rich.
And we'll get to your calls in just a moment, but on March 16th of 2021, tyrants, calling themselves government agents, conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. Six people in total were arrested. We call them the Crypto Six. Four of them were released on bail rather quickly. Ian Freeman spent about 70 days.
69
dudes. In, you know, being held captive behind bars without being convicted of anything, by the way. Innocent until proven guilty. Yeah, that doesn't exist in the United States.
And after the state was notified that he was not a threat to the community.
Correct. And the person who changed his name legally to Nobody, formerly known as Rich Paul, remains in custody. That means behind bars, in a cage. What can you do to help? Well, you can visit thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there. There's links to different sites, and there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to the Legal Defense Fund. These charges are not a joke, and it's going to take serious legal teamwork and many experts to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case is very likely to set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom. Visit thecrypto6.com. Again, thecrypto6.com.
Good to have Dear Leader out. Now to get Nobody free.
Yeah, there is some word that there may be a Zoom meeting, a bail hearing for him tomorrow morning around 10 a.m. I don't have that confirmed. That's just a rumor that I heard. But if you're listening and you know how to find out this type of information, please do so and share that in places like your social media or that type of thing.
So I don't want to trash talk or speak out of turn because this may not be my place. But I was talking with some friends about Nobody and his, you know, upcoming release hearings, even though we didn't know when the date was set for it. And apparently he has a history of, like, denying release on his own because he doesn't agree with the conditions.
I was talking to somebody who insinuated that it could be a strategy.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. I'm trying to remember how he put that, but he wouldn't be the first person to be incarcerated and then be offered a bail hearing but refused it because of either he didn't enjoy his attorney, which seems to be the case. He was given a public defender at first, and apparently they, you know, this is all rumor. I have no facts to base any of this on.
Right.
But apparently they, you know, had some sort of disagreement or whatever, and so he's had to get a different attorney, and now that's why he's just getting the bail hearing now. But I don't know any of this for a fact. This is all hearsay. This is all rumor, and I don't want to spread, you know, misinformation to our listeners. I'm just telling you what I've heard.
And nobody has spent, a year in jail on drug charges in the past because he refused to, like, rat anybody else out,
right? Yeah.
Which is commendable.
Yeah, absolutely.
But as a strategy at this point, I hope that he weighs the gravity of federal charges with, you know, decades in prison against, you know, staying in jail and not going out on bail on principle, right? Like, I would not think less of him or, you know, disparage him in any way if he decided to compromise principle a little bit in order to put together a better strategy from the outside.
Yeah, I think getting out is the priority, but that's my take on it. I can't make the decisions for him, and he's his own man. He's a smart enough dude. He knows what he's doing.
I understand that. That's why, again, I don't want to sound like I'm speaking out of turn or disparaging in any way. I care enough to go, like,
I'd prefer to see him out so that, you know, him and his attorneys could better form a defense against these ridiculous charges where there was no victim.
That's part of what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if you can do that as well from the inside.
It's probably much easier.
We are not going to pay the bail to the state, to the bail bondsman, because whatever.
Let's go to the phones. We've got El Conejo calling from FEMA Region 13. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I'm just calling to make a very small but extremely important point about inflation.
Okay, go ahead.
When you refer to the rise in prices as inflation, you're doing a major disservice.
Because it's an increase in the money supply.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
If you expand the money supply or credit, that is inflation. The consequences of inflation are rising prices. So when you call the rise in prices inflation, like most people do because Keynesian nonsense dominates public schools and universities, you're basically giving the political class the argument that greedy businessmen are raising prices.
Right, and you're right. That's not true. Yeah, it's the money supply increasing, and we know that more than 20% of the entire money supply of the United States dollar has been created last year.
So help me out with this one, because again, I've had people smarter than me try to explain this last year. I understand that when we talk about inflation, it's an increase in the money supply. Last year there was also heavy inflation. And yet, one of the economic predictions was deflationary effects, where you did not see the increase in prices across the board in industries, but rather the opposite. So the increase in the money supply did not lead to what we would consider to be deflationary effects. And I struggled to wrap my head around that. So if you can explain that like I'm five, I'm still looking for a good explanation on that, in all seriousness. Like, I'm not being crass in any way.
Well, I'm a hobbyist on economics, but I'll try my best. So basically, when traditional inflation is just basically, it's a lot closer to helicopter money, if you're familiar with that phrase, where it's just kind of distributed a little bit more evenly, and that causes chaos, but they've gotten very good at using what's called the Cantillon effect to their advantage, which is basically the people who are closest to the fountain get to drink first, and then everyone else basically just drinks their. Can I say
trickle down?
Hey, can you stay with us, El Conejo?
Yeah, sure.
All right, cool. I'm going to put you back on hold. We'll have more of an explanation. More of an explanation from El Conejo, and we'll discuss inflation and, you know, the inflated money supply and how that causes rising prices. Coming up here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160 is the phone number if you want to get on air.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the country's future is looking bright in the fight against COVID-19. During a speech in Cleveland, Biden insisted there's still some work to do. However, he says the United States economy is coming back.
COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are down. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. Vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Growth is up. People gaining health coverage is up. Small business confidence is up. Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
U.S. Customs officers previously detained the man who killed 9 people in San Jose, California, and found that he professed a hatred of his workplace where the shooting occurred. That's according to a Department of Homeland Security memo. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The latest report from the Department of Labor has people feeling optimistic about the U.S. economy.
The Labor Department reported Thursday the number of Americans seeking new unemployment benefits continued to drop last week to a new low during the pandemic. Initial worker filings for jobless claims, seen as a signal of layoffs, reached 406,000 last week. The numbers beat the economist experts as they were expecting 425,000 new jobless claims. The numbers represent a fourth straight weekly decline in new unemployment claims. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The victims of a mass shooting in San Jose, California are being honored. Today, VTA board member Glenn Hendricks spoke about all the deceased employees.
I spoke with family members to share our condolences and sorrow and let them know that we are here to support them in whatever way that we can.
He said he has been in contact with the families and noted they are going through a period of extreme grief. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
You're going to have a good time. You're going to like it.
Oh, we're on the air?
We only have good times on Thursday.
Yeah, I pressed the button, so I guess the listeners are hearing what we're talking about.
I do not drive all the way from Merrimack, New Hampshire, to Keene, New Hampshire, to have a bad time, sir. You will have a good time tonight.
All right. This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to call in, is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Richie Rich.
And you can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which appears to be sold out, by the way. But ForkFest
is called sellout. 2,500 people, and they stopped selling tickets.
Yeah. ForkFest, however, happens the week after, and it's completely decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. There's no better place that I can think of to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website forkfest.party, where you can connect with other attendees. You can find a link to the unofficial Telegram chat, and also there's an unofficial ForkFest forum. Again, links to those can be found at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with us. Have a good time.
And that's if Rogers is still around after ForkFest burns it down.
The Porcupine Free, what, they're going to turn it into Burning Man?
No, I don't know. It's going to be a large crowd. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I don't know what condition that campsite's going to be in, like on the last day of ForkFest.
leading into Fork Fest?
I mean, you know, they have people for this, right? Yeah, they, I mean, generally speaking, okay. the Freedom crowd is pretty good at picking up after themselves.
Understood.
And that kind of
I'm not even talking about trash on the ground. I'm talking about just the sheer amount of foot traffic going to the grass, leaving it a muddy, muddy mess.
Well, you know, we're supposed to be enticing people to come, right? Not
understood.
You know, yeah.
Don't make me explain this, then. Just leave it at burn it down.
I'm not making you explain it. You're the one who's like, I'm like, dude, really? Come on. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. Come party with us.
It's going to be a good time.
I'm going to be there regardless.
Okay.
Regardless of Richie Rich's picture that he painted. Pessimistic painted picture. Anyway, we were talking to El Caneo. Let me bring him back. El Caneo, you're back. Just hold on for just a minute because Richie Rich wants to preface this again just as a recap.
While we're on break, I found the article from April 11, 2020 from Mises.org. I'm only going to read you the headline because this is what sparked the thought in my head and why I asked the question. And I read this article, not during the break, but last year, and I'm still confused. So the headline is, even if the Fed keeps pumping money, we may still see deflation. Now, in March of last year, again, a buddy of mine on the podcast that I do said like, oh no, it could easily be deflationary. And I went, bleh, how? If they keep pumping money, that's the definition of inflation. And then weeks later, Mises comes out with the article that corroborates his position, and a year later, I'm still confused. So that's, I'm not, again, this it's a genuine question.
Yeah, I also am confused by the premise. So El Caneo, if you can help clear this up for either of us and our listeners, we'd appreciate it.
Well, and like I said, I'll do my best.
Sure, please. That's all we're asking.
Deflation is a little bit out of my wheelhouse, so I can't speak to that too much. I suspect it probably has a lot to do with people moving their money around or supply chain shocks, temporarily dropping prices, and just basically the general chaos shutting the economy down and all the money printing. But overall, the inflation, the actual act of printing money and increasing prices, you were asking, well, where are the price increases? I was looking around for it, and I didn't see it. And I was in the same boat. I was looking around, I was like, well, there's inflation, so why are the prices not rising? But after digging into it a little bit, they are increasing. They had been. If you look at the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, they tweak which items are in that basket of goods. Politically, and
they did that recently too. They said, "Well, if you don't count for gas, shelter, and clothing, then everything's copacetic."
Yeah, and we've been seeing shrinkflation. And another thing is that the United States exports a lot of its inflation, so that's a huge component of it, and that complicates things. So it's actually causing a lot more havoc around the world. Everyone using USD than it is right to us right now, but the chickens will come home to roost. And as far as the other price increases, we've got financial assets that have exploded. Like when the 2019, when Trump had the greatest economy in history, and the economy supposedly looks really great right now, even though we all know it's terrible at the moment.
Well, and there are some people that suggest that Trump is still in charge, so this may still be all his fault.
Yeah. Well, when these financial assets and other assets go up in price, that looks good for stock. That's great. But what it really is what do people buy into for the retirement?
The stock market, right? The 401k, which is stock. An extension of the stock market.
Right.
So the price of you saving money for your 401k is actually skyrocketing. It's great for people on Wall Street who are trading and making tons of money on all the churn and the margin, but for us, as we're trying to work and save, well, actually, savings are kind of receding. And as far as actual like consumer goods being noticeably more expensive, I think we're all seeing that. There's the lumber, there's the shrinkflation with the contents of chips getting looser, and the bags inside cereal boxes getting less, and things like that. But there's also the real estate getting more expensive. Who can go out and afford to buy a house right now? You're just talking about 26 people lined out the door to buy houses. So
and they're going to make bank if we really see hyperinflation. Because as I said, as we were going off, if you're paying off your mortgage with a wheelbarrow full of worthless money, you've still got the house and the land it's on. So it seems like a smart thing to do. If you believe that hyperinflation is coming, it seems like if you have the means, that's not a bad way to utilize it at the time, at this time.
Well, I think we're going to be seeing it in more and more things. They're going to try doing price controls. They're already talking about it for plywood. Both price controls and trade, like trade tariffs, which is nuts.
But yeah, they're increasing the lumber tariffs on Canada in the midst of, like, rising lumber prices in the state.
Largest lumber prices we've seen in my lifetime.
And the sawmills in the United States don't want to do anything about increasing capacity. They're like, oh, no, we've had this windfall. And, you know, that looks bad, too.
Yeah. El Caneo, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. There's one thing one of our chatters said that may be worth mentioning. This is at least making me think, because you said the article headline was what?
Even if the Fed keeps pumping money, we may still see deflation. And I will caveat by saying this article was released April 11th of last year.
Right.
So it was the last round of pumping money. Not
so one of our chatters, I'm just trying to read the name, it's FireJuggler74, says, if a lot of loans default, the money supply will shrink. And that makes sense, because the banks are printing this money out of thin air when they give you a loan.
Right.
And they're expecting to get that money back.
And that would be deflation,
right,
if we're defining it as an increase or a decrease in the money supply.
Right. If they don't get that money back, then the money supply actually decreases and causes the deflation.
So the Fed pumps all that money to keep the same level as people default on all these loans? Is that... Is that the suggestion?
That's kind of what the Federal Reserve has been doing when they, like, raise the interest rates and, you know, decide to print more money into existence. And then also, like, the thing they took off the bank, they used to have the 10% requirement, the savings requirement on the banks in order to loan stuff. They've taken that away. So now the banks aren't required to maintain a specific amount of actual capital in their banks before they loan it. They just print out new money. And so if people start defaulting on these loans, any of these loans, home loans, business loans, personal loans, then nobody's getting that money back, and that's going to cause deflation.
Which can be good, because deflation should be a lowering of prices.
In theory. We'll see how it plays out. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live.
It is.
Tisn't it? The tintinabulation of the sound of my voice hitting your eardrums.
Today, Junior.
$1 trillion. That's a lot of money. At any rate, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Richie Rich.
We've been talking about deflation.
And inflation.
Well, we want to kind of talk about this article from Zero Hedge that mentions hyperinflation could be on the way, because this is the second reference you've seen in the last, what, couple of days or something? Week or something?
A couple of weeks. Okay. So we talked about it, like I said, we talked about it on a podcast a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
with an economist.
With an economist, but also a libertarian economist.
Yep.
So I go, well, It could easily be libertarian hyperbole, because libertarians have a tendency to
do that. You had your grain of salt, but then you saw this.
Then I saw this, and I went, okay. Like, I am now, it has piqued my interest more so than it did a couple of weeks ago. Let's talk about it.
So, in the previous segment, we covered sort of what might cause deflation, but this headline is...
With an intelligent caller, by the way. Like, it wasn't just...
Yeah, that was El Conejo from FEMA Region 13. I'm not sure if he's pledged tribute yet, but, you know, he may be in the Hunger Games for his
may
region.
May the odds ever be in his favor. I'll stick to the same thing.
This from Zero Hedge. The Fed has lost control. John Williams warns of hyperinflation in 2022.
That's next year.
Yeah.
Like, that's around the corner.
Yeah, that's less than 6 months away.
Yeah. That's America turns into Venezuela in less than 6 months. At least that's the visual that I conjure when I read headlines like this.
Economist John Williams, who's the founder of ShadowStats.com, says the Federal Reserve has painted itself into such a tight corner with the economy, it really only has two choices. William says, when it comes down to inflation or implosion. That's scary words. What would happen to the financial system if the Fed stopped printing massive amounts of money for stimulus and debt service? Williams explains, you could see the financial implosion by preventing liquidity being put into the system. The system needs liquidity, freshly created dollars, to function. Without,
does it?
Well,
does it? All right.
Without that liquidity, you would see more of an economic implosion than you've already seen. In fact, I would contend that the headline pandemic numbers have actually been a lot worse than they've been reporting. It also means we're not recovering quite as quickly. The Fed needs to keep the banking system afloat. They want to keep the economy afloat. All that requires a tremendous influx of liquidity in these difficult times. So, is the choice inflation or implosion? William says, that's the choice, and I think we're going to have a combination of both of them. Quote, I think we're eventually headed into a hyperinflationary economic collapse. It's not that we haven't been in an economic collapse already. We're coming back some now. But the Fed has been creating money at a pace that has never been seen before.
But it was okay. So, but it was also bad. Maybe not at maybe not this bad. But it was also really bad last year, early on in the pandemic, when they were first talking about all this stimulus money being printed out of thin air to assist those in need who are without work. Right. And that's when the other headline, and that's where the other headline popped up, which again was, you know, even if they pump money, you could see deflation. I go, well, which is it?
Well, you could see some deflation if people start defaulting.
Right.
Right. And that's the key, is if or when people start defaulting.
So are they saying that the overall economy has gotten to the point where they're going to pump more money into it this year? And people are so far back on their feet after the lockdowns of last year that people aren't going to default anymore? Like, are they not predicting the same level of defaults this go-round?
I can't speak for them. I have no idea.
Call in.
603-283-6160.
Let me know.
An economist who can explain this like we're five. The quote here continues, you're basically up 75% in money creation year over year. This is unprecedented. Normally, it might be up 1 or 2% year over year. The exploding money supply will lead to inflation. I'm not saying that we're going to get 75% inflation yet, but you are getting up to the 4 or 5% range, and you are soon going to be seeing 10% range year over year. The Fed has lost control of inflation, is his final statement in this quote.
So, again, theoretically, and work with me here, if it doesn't necessarily need to implode if they were to just stop printing the money, right? You may go through a deflationary period. You might see a reallocation of resources during that period, right? But I like to believe that the market, the eponymous market, will figure out how to allocate resources with less dollar bills or less Federal Reserve notes.
No, I would like to agree with you if the United States dollar, amongst all the other government-controlled currencies, were operating in a free market, which none of them are. They are monopolies, right? So if currency were an actual free market, that is to say, right, other currencies were allowed to compete with the existing currencies, and if you had a better idea for a currency, you could just create one and other people could adopt it, kind of like cryptocurrency is.
Sure.
Right. Then I might tend to agree with you with, you know, the market sort of coming in and solving the problem of its own volition.
I'm not saying that the market is going to solve the problem of money printing.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, just like when they pump more money in, the market reallocates resources accordingly, and that's why you see a rise in prices. If they stopped pumping money in, right, the market would reallocate resources, and you would see a drop in prices because now you have less dollars chasing the same amount of goods.
Right, but that would also mean that loans would have to stop.
Okay.
Because, like, the Federal Reserve literally right. loans money to the United States government.
Okay. Is that the implosion then? Because it seems like if loans stop, then you're not. It's not about money creation. It's about only loaning what you actually have in reserves.
It sounds like right? a much more reasonable thing to do to
it
me.
Sounds like the interest rate on loans may naturally rise to accommodate that lesser supply of money.
Right.
But it sounds to me, again, you know, please call in, correct me, help me out here, because I'm thinking this through as we're talking this through, but some of it makes sense to me already.
Yeah, and I'm not an economist, by the way.
It seems to me, again, that those things can happen without a total collapse of the economic system or the consumer system or whatever, or the marketplace, as it were. Right? Like, banks will have to figure out what to do. Right, producers will have to figure out what to do, but I don't want to believe in a system where inflation is necessary year over year, even at a small percentage, in order to maintain that system. Because I'm calling that theoretically hogwash.
Yeah.
Like, there are ways around that.
I think the issue here is that.
And that would be an end to Bitcoin as well, because Bitcoin is fixed in the long run.
Well, I don't. Bitcoin aside. I don't think that what you're describing can happen because the currency is already in fiat.
Okay.
If the currency were still backed by gold or some other tangible asset, like it was, right? So oftentimes, I like to reduce things to the simple, and the simplest is to just go back in time and find out, well, when was the money supply rather finite? Well, that's when it was actually, you know, the dollars that you had were just a certificate that you could take somewhere and redeem them for the actual gold, right? It was just a receipt is all it was, so that you didn't have to carry around 100 pounds of gold with you when you wanted to make a transaction. It was just an instrument to make it easier for you to spend stuff. And so if you go back in time and you look at it that way, well, if the money supply were finite, then, I mean, this hyperinflation really couldn't happen in the first place.
Right.
So in order to solve this, you would, I think, have to, once again, you know, if you stop the money supply from being printed, there will be a finite supply and you will see deflation, I think.
And if you do see that, I don't see how that's bad for consumers with a stronger dollar, even if it's in fiat, and lower prices.
Yeah. 603-283-6160.
Why should we be scared of that?
Shed some light on this economic conundrum for us here at Free Talk Live. Hour number three is next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.